This trip has impacted my life in more ways than I can count. I feel like my whole perspective on the homeless people has changed. Like, they used to be like a whole different category for me, almost. Like, there was this barrier between us and them. But once I went on this trip and encountered them and, like, made conversation and, like, smiled with them and stuff, like, it seemed like that barrier was broken. And I learned that it's not usually, like, just money or, like, food that they want. It's they want to be, like, acknowledged, because a lot of these people, like, don't have people that care about them or love them. And so just being acknowledged, like, I don't know, they just need somebody to make conversation with them and love them. One moment that I will never forget, we went to this church service that was put on for the homeless people to come be a part of. And when the speaker would talk, they would, like, agree, and they seemed so into what he was saying. They all seemed to have so much hope when it seemed like there wasn't much hope left. So it was just really interesting for me to see all of them. So they just poured out their love for God during this church service. I loved meeting new people. I fell in love with those kids. It made my day being with them every afternoon. And I hope that my friends and family will see how this trip has changed me, and that I will influence them as I was influenced on this trip.
Okay, so I talk a lot with my hands, so I gotta be careful, because the mic's gonna end up over here. So keep me in check. Also, I know that if I talked about a specific experience on this trip, I would go forever, because everything meant so much on this trip. So instead, I'm going to talk about this idea that was presented during the trip that made me really think about my situation. It was the constant of thinking of everyone being made in God's image. So this was a real key thought and idea as the trip went on, because we had to break down those barriers that Emma was talking about and think of the homeless as your neighbor, as a person equal to you, because they are. There's no difference between you and them other than wealth. So as I began to see people in that light, talk to people, I saw that, you know, we're all equal. We all share similar thoughts. We all share similar experiences. And, you know, thinking of people in God's image is just, like, crazy, because you think of God as all-powerful, and holiness is, like, one of the definitions is separated from. So, like, separated from us because he's perfect. And that's just, like, mind-blowing. But for someone, all of us, each individually, to be made in his image is a gift from him, because it allows us to see the best in people. And that was something Bragg said during our last devotional that really hit me, because he said that each one of these members on this trip, we got to see the best in each one of these members. And I saw the best and God working in every single one of them. It was amazing. They're all like my best friends. So to see God working through each one of them and kind of show them their strengths and allow them to boast in the strength of God on this trip just, you know, touched me as I, you know, saw each one of them. And I had to remember that also my team was made in God's image. So, yeah, it was awesome. Thank you. Also, please come ask me questions after service. I'd love to talk about it.
So we did this little thing called a prayer tour, and I thought it was a great experience for me, because I just got in the van. And it's been like the 20th time I've gotten this van. It's full of sweaty 14-year-olds and 15 and 16-year-olds. And we're all 12 of them. And I'm just like kind of getting a little tired of this. I'm like, I'm thirsty. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And I got in the car and we sat through this hour prayer tour. And we drove throughout the city of L.A. And I saw things that I would never look for in a city. I saw team members, and I saw people, God's people, suffering. And I stopped worrying about my own needs, and I worried about the needs of these people. When are they going to get a drink? When are they going to get a food? When's the next time they're going to get to sleep in a bed safe? And I just, my heart went out to these people, and it was just an amazing experience. And ask me questions later. There's so much to explain and so much to tell everybody about. And it was just an amazing experience. And that was it.
Pass to Emma again.
I'm going to read Mackenzie's speech because she's on vacation with her family. So she said, "In every way, this trip was very impactful for me. The missions we volunteered at and the people we served. Before going on this trip, I was hesitant and doubting God. Now, after, I feel an overwhelming feeling of love from Him in me, and my relationship with Him has grown greatly. This trip helped me to become a lot closer to the other students that have come on this trip as well. We, as a team, worked extremely well in all of the missions and other activities we participated in. Seeing and working with all of these homeless, with all of the homeless, has impacted me the most. Before the trip, I would usually avoid eye contact and keep walking. Now I feel compelled to stop, smile, and say hi. I never fully realized how important and loved homeless people were to God before this trip, but now I see it. We are all children of God, and it doesn't matter how we look or what we do, we are all the same. God has also taught me the power of selflessness on this trip and not looking to my own interests but the interests of others. The one really important experience I want to remember is being with the children at Las Familias. They brought so much joy and happiness to the mission and so many memories we made from my experiences with them. Even though it broke my heart to leave them, I would never take that experience back. Going on this trip was one of the best decisions I've ever made, and it really opened my heart up to God. Now that I am home, I hope that my parents and family can see a change in me, and I pray that God will continue to give me the soft heart I have for the homeless, and that I will continue to work on my selflessness."